Calls for GAA referees to check hurlers' helmets before they head onto the pitch after a modified helmet resulted in a piece of metal getting embedded in a player's hand. 31% of players admit to modifying their helmets, and three doctors writing in the Irish Medical Journal say refs and officials must start inspecting them. One of those doctors is Tony Farrell, a registrar at Talla University Hospital.
Kind of comes in the back of work done by Siobhan O'Connor, Dr. Siobhan O'Connor in DCU. They ran a piece last year which showed that up to 31% of hurlers or young hurlers modify their helmets. And around the time we were reading this study, we actually had, unfortunately, a young gentleman that presented to our local hospital in Tullamore with an injury as a direct result of one of these hurling helmet modification injuries. So unfortunately, this young gentleman, he struck the helmet of a player that had modified the facial bars, and because of that, the bars actually went through this young guy's hand. Now, he was very, very fortunate. He sustained no long-term injuries, but he did require surgery to remove the bars. And sort of, I suppose, on the basis of this, we decided to report it to raise awareness of the potential injury that can happen with hurling helmet modification.
Yeah, and that's the worry, isn't it? That something much more serious could happen as a result of modification.
But this is exactly it. So at the time, we felt it was just a freak accident. But as we kind of asked around in other hospitals, like, you know, had anyone else seen this, what came to the fore was that there is actually a lot of minor injuries occurring because of this, such as like hand lacerations, like cuts to fingers just from hurling helmet modifications. So what we thought is, well, if this happened, it may only be a matter of time before a more serious incident happens, or even with a younger person, even, maybe even a child from this kind of thing. So we thought it was kind of our responsibility to bring this to the fore and to kind of raise awareness around the issue.
And what do you feel needs to happen?
Well, like we said in the paper, like in other sports, the referees have the authority, if you like, to inspect safety equipment. So I know, like in rugby, the referee would view the studs, in soccer, the shin guards, in boxing or combat sports, they'd look at the gloves. So our suggestion was we couldn't see why there wouldn't be a reason why the referees in hurling or even the coaches at a local level or at a junior level wouldn't be allowed to enforce this rule that like helmets can't be modified or the bars can't be modified.
And do you understand the temptation when it comes to helmets for players to modify them?
Oh, absolutely. I can remember when I played hurling a few years ago, I was the same. I would have probably been guilty of modifying a helmet myself to improve visibility. And because the new rule in hurling is after coming in that everyone must wear a helmet, which of course has reduced injuries tenfold, the temptation is always there to modify the helmet. So, like, don't get me wrong, I think wearing helmets is a great thing, but we just really need to emphasise the need and the safety to not be modifying from the factory standards.
Well, maybe there's something wrong with the design of the helmet if there are visibility issues, you know, if players are tempted to modify them because they can't see properly.
Well, it's a bit of a trade-off as well, you know. So, like, first and foremost, the helmet's main function is to provide a safety to the player involved, and vision is second. Now, I agree that maybe the design could be changed to allow more visibility, but at the end of the day, safety is the number one concern. And if you move the bars in the helmet, if you like, too far apart, then it opens the player up to facial injuries from the stick or the ball itself. So the bars themselves need to be at a certain distance, if you like, to provide safety. So it's kind of a trade-off.
Dr. Tony Farrell there. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Pat Daly, Director of Games Development and Research with the GAA. You're very welcome to the News at One, Pat Daly. You heard the doctor there saying that referees and match officials need to start inspecting these helmets to make sure they're not modified, because he's really worried for the potential that somebody's going to be really seriously injured as a result of this. What do you say?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that there's an increased consciousness, there's an increased self-awareness around the issue as described by Tony, and I think there's a growing recognition and a realisation of the need to do something about it. To date, it's the players, it's a self-regulating system. Players are meant to adhere to IS355, which is the standard for hurling helmets. Now, if somebody modifies the helmet by removing a bar, obviously that standard no longer prevails, and we need to get to a situation, I think, where the standard does prevail and where we look at regulatory controls around ensuring that that's the case.
Now, are you going to introduce mandatory inspections? That's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that is the bottom line, Claire, yeah. And I think it's something that's going to have to be looked at. As Tony said, it's something that happens in combat sports, it's something that happens in other sports with boots, and it's something that is going to have to be looked at, and that is actually being looked at the moment. And we have people from the medical world, with people from the insurance world, with people from the GPA. So there's all of the stakeholders are sitting down looking at this with a view to minimising the problem or potentially eliminating the problem and ensuring that the standard that's there is fully adhered to at all levels by all players.
The former Cork All-Ireland winner Ronan Curran campaigns on this issue, and he's previously said that it's going to take a death before this is properly enforced.
Yeah, well, look, Ronan and his company and people like that, Dr. Paddy Crowley and Cork, they have a tremendous track record. As Tony has said, the injuries have decreased tenfold because of the use of helmets. It would be unfortunate if something culminated in that type of an event, but I think the manner in which it's currently being proactively addressed will ensure that we get to the bottom of it and that we have the regulatory controls that are required to minimise the likelihood of that happening.
What's stopping you just introducing mandatory inspections?
Yeah, well, basically it will require a motion to Congress, and more importantly, I think it will require buy-in from the players. This is really only a problem at adult level. Generally, kids who are wearing helmets, and that's been the case now since 2010, they don't modify the helmets. So one would have assumed after 9 years that everybody would be used to wearing the standardised helmet at this stage, and there wouldn't be a requirement for modification. Unfortunately, that's not the case. So I think we'll have to look at the inspection side of things and ensuring that the bars haven't been tampered with and that IS355 is stamped on the back of the helmet, thereby ensuring that it does meet the required standard.
And there are helmets for sale, aren't there, that don't meet the standard that you require?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is also the case. So what we have continuously advocated, that if people are using helmets, that they use helmets that have the IS355 standard, because that then ensures that they meet the minimum safety specifications as set out by the National Standards Authority of Ireland.
Is there anything preventing referees from carrying out their own checks if they wish before a game begins?
There's nothing really to prevent a referee. Some people would speak about the potential litigation for the referee if something like that wasn't enshrined in rules. So that's what we're currently looking at the moment.
Okay, Pat, thank you very much for joining us. Pat Daly, Director of Games Development and Research with the GAA.